Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. As we face the issues each and every day, we invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion, and we entertain your question and your comments as you do so. Some have said we want to get in our 2 cents worth. That's wonderful and well, and we look forward to that. The telephone number for you to join in the dialogue and discussion today is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain those questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then further in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that should be our master plan. It is the truth of the Word of God that should be that which sets forth what we need to do and how we need to respond to the issues in the world and in our lives today, especially in these last days as we see them taking place so rapidly that seems to be destroying the very foundation of our nation. Reminds me of Proverbs 14:34, where in Proverbs 14:34, the scripture is very, very clear that it is something that we need to recognize as being a problem even today. In Proverbs 14:34, the scripture says, "Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." That should cause every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot today to recognize that we are in a declension. We are facing some major, major difficult days that are before us. But it's the truth that Jesus said will set us free. George Orwell, the secularist of the book, dystopian novel, fiction novel of 1984 was the title, written far before that, but the title was 1984. George Orwell made a statement, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that today, especially in the Beltway of Washington, and especially coming out of the Oval Office in the White House today. And then those spokespeople, Jen Psaki and the others that are giving the mouthpiece of the answers for Joe Biden, especially when it comes to the border issues, as you watch it, you've got to understand they don't even know how to spell truth, much less knowing what truth means. Truth is talking about the fidelity to the original. But ladies and gentlemen, it was 15th century theologian and church reformer that made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And so I challenge you each and every day on this broadcast to do that very same thing. Love the truth, seek the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. So ladies and gentlemen, our nation, our very foundations of America depend upon that. Psalms 11:3 says, "If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?" And so that's the challenge, the question, each and every day as we talk about these issues. Some call them political issues, ladies and gentlemen. They're biblical issues. Keep in mind, God created the home, he created government, and he created the church, and he did so in that order. Anything we speak about in any one of those three main categories or the subcategories found therein. All of those are biblical issues, and I challenge every pastor, preacher, teacher, spiritual leader that's listening to this broadcast each day to grow a spiritual spine and stand and speak the truth with love. What does the Word of God say? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of brands for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup and also about the professional and homeowner landscape equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is the place to shop for those items that's needed for the landscape and the lawn care, whether you're professional or a homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? There's a gigantic flag, ladies and gentlemen, 165-foot flagpole. Top of that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. That's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the flag, ladies and gentlemen. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsforTime.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest we're going to introduce in just a moment. But let me just give you a brief little background, a little setting as to where we are and why we're talking about these things today and why it's so vital that as Christians you understand them and you respond to them. First of all, we need to pray. Secondly, we need to plan. Thirdly, we need to prepare and get involved and be salt and light that God called us to be. Anything less than that, ladies and gentlemen, you're tossing in the towel, you're waving the white flag of surrender, and that's not what God is honored with in a conservative life, Christian life, that of a patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, is America on the brink? Is America on the brink? Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly living in, I believe, what is called the last days. The scripture talks about it in 2 Timothy 3:1. This we know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. That's talking about dark, difficult, devastating, destructive days. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that you are aware, just as I am, that there are multitudes of modern era Christians today that are simply not interested in the facts of what's happening in our culture. They're not interested in what's happening to the family and our faith and the future and the freedom of our nation. And I say that very clearly and very definitively. I've had the privilege of talking with hundreds and hundreds of people and asking questions in relationship to the events that's taking place. And may I say to you, and you, I understand our listening audience, you're well informed because you listen to this broadcast each day. But there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not millions across America, but hundreds that I've talked with that are not listening. They do not know. And oftentimes I'll make a statement about what is happening, what is taking place. I say, where did you get that information? How did you know that's happening? I didn't see it on the news. And I should usually suggest you're listening to the Communist Network News, and that's why you didn't hear it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a responsibility of the Christian to know what's happening, and as old cliche, be prayed up and stayed up so that we can take a stand as we stand up against these issues in our society today. As we examine the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be able to do so to be able to discern the times in which we're living in. Someone said, if we do not know our history, we will surely repeat it. Perhaps you'll recall some of the 33 charges that was made against the King of Great Britain that brought about our Declaration of Independence. I'm looking at an article here that says, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is our government. We've met the enemy, and the enemy is our government. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a sad state of affairs when our enemy is the government that is over us and our nation today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you. There's 33 charges against King of England, or of Great Britain, that brought about the Declaration of Independence that formed America and some of our founding fathers in that founding document. We're very wise that God had given them. I'm not going to try to read to you the entire 33, but just several of them to set the stage today. In my book that I had the privilege of writing and publishing a number of years ago, entitled, Is It Time for Revolution? And I made the statement, there will be a revolution. Will it be the ballot box or the battlefield? And it's going to be one or the other, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to circumvent it or to not see it coming full steam ahead. Some of the charges that were made against the king in that day that brought about America today. I'm just reading you directly from my book, about that subject, the introduction to Is It Time for Revolution? He's refused to assent to the laws, those laws most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Secondly, he has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Number three, he's refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of the people. Four, he's dissolved Representative House repeatedly for opposing his invasion on the rights of the people. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to all of the laws. Number six, he's erected a multitude of new offices to harass our people to eat out their substance. Seven, he has excited domestic insurrection among us. And I stop with that one, ladies and gentlemen, because that's exactly what we're seeing taking place today. The excitement of domestic insurrection. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these and other very vital subjects today that's facing Americans, I believe it's incumbent upon us to listen up and understand that we are in the last of the last. I don't say that in a negative sense. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The bride of Christ will soon be snatched out, suddenly seized, and the Antichrist will step on the scene. The Antichrist will have a marvelous vaccination, if I can say that, and using today's paraphrase of what's taking place. And we'll talk about the forced vaccinations that's on the fast track for Americans, and it's already being implemented in some places in our nation today. But that will be the ultimate goal, so that everybody can be identified, everybody can be traced, everybody can be followed, and that there will be nothing provided lest you have that vaccination, i.e. what is called the mark of the beast, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former Florida representative for District 1 in the state of Florida, Republican, conservative, Christian representative of District 1, may I add. And I'm thankful to have him on the air with us, as we do on several occasions, so that we can get his take on some of these things that's taking place. Congressman, you've heard my brief monologue. What are some of the thoughts you have to say? And first of all, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today so that we can have dialogue and discussion about these very pertinent, important issues.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. I appreciate that. And as always, your opening monologue is right on point, and it is the truth that we need to seek after. And that's what I like about your program. You always make sure that the truth is heard, that it is expressed, and that way your listeners know how to respond. They respond to the truth, not what we're hearing out of the media, and as you say, out of our government, which we seem to be at war with right now.
Absolutely right, and I'm saddened to see, and as you understand, and some of our listeners understand full well, that we're seeing that war with the people. We the people have become we the sheeple, because I believe we have bowed and submitted to the demands of government so long that it's an impossibility to see the light because of the darkness. But the Biden administration, as one writer said, we've met the enemy, and our enemy is the government. I touched on that a moment ago. And today America is facing, I believe, the greatest onslaught of the socialist Marxist agenda that I've seen in my lifetime. And it is brought about, much of it, Congressman, under the guise and the shroud of COVID-19. And on the premise that the government is here to protect us and protect our health. I'm looking at an article, Congressman, Bloomberg op-ed. We must start planning for a permanent pandemic, this writer says. His name is Kluth, K-L-U-T-H, says that the idea that the world will at some time go back to normal is almost certainly wrong, and that the SARS-CoV-2 will become our permanent enemy, like the flu, but much worse. The author cites the ongoing emergence of the new variants that behave almost like new viruses, which means that we may never achieve herd immunity because current vaccines are powerless against the coming mutations. And this, if this is the evolutionary trajectory of SARS-CoV-2, we're in for a seemingly an endless cycle of outbreaks, remissions, social restrictions, relaxations, lockdowns, and reopenings, according to this writer. In his book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, World Economic Forum globalist Klaus Schwab asserts that the world will never return to normal, despite him admitting the COVID virus doesn't pose a new existential threat. A senior U.S. Army official also said that mask wearing and social distancing will become permanent, while CNN's international security editor, Nick Paxton Walsh, asserted that the mandatory wearing of masks will become permanent, a part of life, and the public needs to go ahead and come to terms with it, end quote. Congressman, how does that article affect you? What does it say? What is your take on it, and what do you think that they're wanting to accomplish through our government with that mask and with the vaccine?
Well, it's pretty obvious, Dr. Youngblood, that the author of that article is definitely a part of the deep state of wanting to implement this new world order that we are seeing advancing so quickly since this COVID-19 virus was released from Wuhan, China, and spread over the world. And what we are seeing is that they are using that as an excuse to do draconian government enforcement and reduction of freedoms for people all over the world. It's pretty amazing that the common flu, which hits every season, for some reason, we haven't seen it in the past year, in the past 2 years, that it's all been COVID. And now they're inventing this new strain that seems to be coming. Actually, the flu season has a new strain every year. And that's why the flu shots that you were getting were not effective against the new strain, which would start each year. And another reason why, Dr. Youngblood, I never received the flu vaccine. And I'll state now, I refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine, that it is it has not been vetted properly, and that we are seeing many reactions from people who have taken that vaccine. Including one of my baseball heroes, Hank Aaron, who died recently after receiving a vaccine. But what we are seeing is government is using this COVID-19 as really biotechnological warfare against people all over the world, and the U.S. is not immune to it. We are seeing in New York, the state of New York right now, where in order to enter businesses, in order to enter restaurants, in order to do anything with the government facility, you have to show proof that you've had that COVID-19 vaccine. That is an infringement upon our civil liberties, upon our God-given rights that should not be tolerated. Unfortunately, too many people are, Dr. Youngblood. You know, we're seeing in many states, these emergency measures which suspend our due process of law. And it happened right here in Florida, also, Dr. Youngblood. We didn't have it as long as others, but we still had it. There's a period last year of between around 5 months, five, maybe 6 months, where we had all of our liberties suspended, where you could not congregate. You had to wear a mask everywhere you went. Otherwise, you were ostracized, and in some places, you were arrested, such as the pastor down in Tampa who was arrested for keeping his church open. So Florida was not immune from that. South Dakota, and I will applaud Governor Kristi Noem there.
Yes.
She did not close down her state at all, and she did not suffer any abnormal adverse effects of the COVID-19 that was predicted. So I had hoped that Florida would go the same route, but it did not. We closed down and then slowly opened using phase one, phase two, and phase three that was not based on science, but was simply based on the whim of those who were in charge at the time. And it, much like wearing these face masks, it is not based on science anywhere. There is no data, which shows that wearing these face masks will either prevent the spread of the virus or will protect you from getting it. However, according to those like Dr. Fauci's and others who are saying, just trust our gut instincts on this and just know that it only makes sense that wearing a mask is going to protect you, when in fact it does not at all.
I like to see him when he gets into the honest dialogue with others that will ask him questions, and he'll try to reach for scientific data that he cannot recall, and then he will say, well, it's just go by our gut feeling. We know this and this. But Congressman, I am concerned when we see states now that are doing as New York. I'm looking at an article that says New York rolls out its Excelsior Pass, becoming the first state in America to require a vaccination passport. Subtitle, New York is the first state to formally launch a vaccine passport program called the Excelsior Pass, allowing New Yorkers to pull up a code on their phones to prove that they've received the vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus or have tested negative. Then the article starts this way. The Excelsior Pass in New York is the first of its kind vaccination passport that people will be required to have if they want to attend any large-scale events, any entertainment venues, or any other programs, or if you thought that you was about COVID virus, you may be quite mistaken. This is about the global tracking system surrounding the COVID virus, which would not be going away even after the virus does. Now about the name Excelsior. And it goes into the details of the origin of the term Excelsior. It goes back to 1538, what it meant, why it was, and how it's being used. And then linked with that, Congressman, and then want you to respond to it for our listeners as to what we need to do and where we're headed. The nation's first vaccine passport coming to New York is another article about that. But the major thing is that I find is so concerning. Here's a headline. The Biden administration is working with industry, that industry happens to be IBM, to develop a COVID-19 passport as its vaccination progresses. In the article, it says the Biden administration is working to develop credentials referred to as a passport, health certificates, or travel passes, showing proof of vaccination as individuals and businesses emerge from the lockdowns, according to the Washington Post reported Sunday. Airlines and business groups have been lobbying the White House to take the lead in setting standards for health passes. They believe that would avoid a hodgepodge of regional credentials that could cause confusion among travelers and prevent any single health certificate from being widely accepted. The passport offers a glimpse of a future after months of COVID-19 restrictions. Officials say getting vaccinated, having proper documentation, and a passport will smooth the way for travel, entertainment, and other social gatherings in the post-pandemic world, end quote. How do you respond to this, and where do you think it's going, and what should we, the people, be prepared to do in the future?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, it sounds so ominously like what we know we read in the book of Revelation, the mark of the beast, where it says you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without that mark. And now what we are seeing coming out of New York, and that won't be the only state, California will soon follow, and a number of the other leftist-leaning states up in the Northeast, Connecticut, Massachusetts, the rest of them, they will all also start implementing this draconian measure, which is completely and totally unnecessary. And by the way, if the Biden administration is saying they want to do it, that means it's being paid for by you and me, the taxpayer.
Yes.
And what that is showing then is that you won't be able to travel. And if you won't be able to travel, that can mean that you're unable to conduct your business. And not being able to conduct your business means you can't buy, sell, or trade. So it sounds so much like what might be the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not saying that it is, Dr. Youngblood, because the reason I say that is because so often in the past, those who thought that they were reading the times and situations of a religious nature were completely off base, including the arrival of Jesus. No one knew what was going on at that time. And that was by design, by the way. It was hidden from men. Otherwise, they would not have crucified the Christ. And so it may look like that we're heading towards the measure spoken of, the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation, but we don't know. But it certainly looks like it. So what are we to do? Dr. Youngblood, I'll just tell you, as for me and my house, we are not getting the vaccine. I'm just not. And I would encourage your listeners to be brave, to be strong, to be courageous, and to not take the vaccine. There are many of us, many, many, the vast majority, who have a natural immunity to this COVID-19. I have never had any symptoms at all, even though I have been exposed to it several times, Dr. Youngblood. I have not experienced any symptoms of it at all, have not felt anything, much like the flu. I don't get sick during the flu season. So God has blessed me with a natural immunity, and the vast majority of people also have that natural immunity built into you by a loving God. Amen. And if that's the case, there is no reason at all for you to allow them to inject that virus into your body.
That's if you're exactly immune what to they're it, doing with it. And why, going back
would,
to your,
why would
going
you
back
want that in your body?
And going back to your point about the Revelation 13 text about the mark of the beast, as I have said so many, many times on this broadcast, it is not the mark today, but it's the precursor going toward that ultimate universal, international, global identification mark. I believe we have a caller on the line. Hang on, if you will, Congressman. We have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please. Hello?
Let me see your documents. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to hearing those words. Maybe not in the German accent, maybe not the German language, but we're getting closer and closer to the request for your documents. You know, you're boarding the plane. Let me see your documents. You're getting on the train. Let me see your documents. I mean, that's, come on, is that what we want? And the same folks, the same fascist within the leftist, progressive, socialist, Democratic Party, it is fascism, folks, those same fascists will say, you know, if you force somebody to show an ID before they register to vote or before they vote, that is voter suppression. Those same nitwits are saying, hey, you need documents for you to be able to travel. You need documents in order for you to be able to shop. You need documents in order for you to go on government facilities. Really? Really, folks? Are you so blind that you don't see that? And at the same time, they're talking about all this major concern over the Wuhan flu that's killing less than 0.02% of folks under 64 without health conditions. Those same people that say that this is such a dire situation, they're allowing our border to be flooded. I mean, by the tens of thousands, just a little bit small fraction of those that are running across our border are actually being detained. Those that are being detained, most of them are being released within the United States. They're going through NGOs. 25% of them, due to a recent report, according to a recent report, 25% of them have Wuhan flu. I mean, come on, folks. You know, the next, if you will, super spreader event is going on right now at our border. They're letting these folks, and they're not just letting them in. They're putting them on airplanes and putting them on buses and sending them all over the country. I mean, right now they're supposedly sending them to our northern border so they can be processed, because the southern border, you know, some of the facilities are over 700% over capacity. I mean, and at the same time, they're telling us, oh, we don't have an emergency. We don't have a crisis at the border. There's nothing to see here. I mean, come on. Yes. Are you going to believe us, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Ted Cruz was just there. We see a glimpse, just a glimpse of the chaos at the border completely created by Joe Biden and his ilk.
Absolutely. Greg, listen, if you and the congressman would just hold on for about 1 minute, I'd love to continue the dialogue and discussion with the two of you right after the news break. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.